I'm Laura Winters.
Quando furono vicini a Gerusalemme.
A Palm Sunday service at the Vatican this Sunday, Pope Francis presiding over the service in St. Peter's Square. In recent weeks, the 87-year-old Pope has been suffering on and off from bronchitis and flu, and in recent weeks has delegated an aide to read his addresses for him, but on Sunday his prepared text was not read at all. Easter Sunday is next week.
Quando furono vicini a Gerusalemme.
President Biden at his home in Wilmington, Delaware this weekend, signing the $1.2 trillion spending bill that will keep the government funded through September. In other news, the numbers are climbing. At least 133 people killed in the ISIS terrorist attack at that concert hall near Moscow. Terrorists wearing masks and military gear storming the building where security guards did not have guns. They started shooting people with automatic weapons at random and setting off explosives, which started a massive fire. Russian authorities arresting 11 suspects. Hundreds of people gathering outside the concert hall Saturday night to mourn the victims, lighting candles and leaving teddy bears and other stuffed animals and notes at the scene. New data from Customs and Border Patrol shows a record 190,000 encounters at the border with illegal aliens crossing in February. Immigration at the top of the list of issues facing voters come November. Customs and Border Patrol say 70 people on the FBI terror watch list have been caught trying to cross into our country so far this fiscal year, with mass amounts of drugs, $25 million worth, and over 300 pounds of fentanyl seized. And not one ticket hits the Mega Millions jackpot Friday night, so the lottery rolls over to Tuesday night when it will be $1.1 billion. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A spring storm bringing winter weather to the Northeast. Places like Plymouth, New Hampshire, hit with heavy snow, 7 inches. Many other towns in New England also getting hit with snow and ice. An outpouring of support continues to come in from around the world for Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, who shares her cancer diagnosis with the world in a video she records.
This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
Kate is 42 years old. As for her 3 children with Prince William,
as I said to them, I am well. I'm getting stronger every day.
The princess is taking preventative chemotherapy. Former President Trump taking his social media platform Truth Social public next week, and he stands to make a lot of money. USA's John Schaefer reports.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the new company valued at around $3 billion.
Meanwhile, Trump facing a Monday deadline to come up with almost $500 million in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment. New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James is preparing to seize some of Trump's Westchester County, New York properties, including one of Trump's golf courses. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.